Notably, the news yesterday, Marty, from the football conference that Mansfield Town were deducted 4 points because a fax that was sent didn't arrive in Birmingham at the football conference headquarters. Nonsense, in my opinion, that they should be deducted those points. Martin, what are your thoughts on that? Because it's so frustrating, isn't it, that now suddenly they dropped to 14th place after all the good efforts they put in, all because of a blooming fax.
It's terrible news, isn't it, for everybody associated with the club, the supporters, players, manager, the owners, everybody associated with that is absolutely devastated to lose 4 points for such a trivial offence. You know, our understanding is that the club believe they sent the fax to the football conference on the Friday before the season started. They sent a fax to the FA as well at the same time, and they sent a hard copy via Royal Mail. The fax to the Football Association arrived, the hard copy to the conference arrived a few days later, but the fax never arrived at the conference. And even though the club could show on their phone bill that they sent a fax at the appropriate time, they couldn't prove what was on the fax. And as a result, because the conference didn't actually have receipt of that fax, Mansfield were guilty of having unregistered players for those first two games of the season. It's an absolute fiasco, in my opinion. Having said that, I think we kind of knew it was coming because the football conference has set precedents for this sort of thing before. With various other
clubs. Surely they should just be a bit human about it. It's so much of the world now, and football's like it as well, but it's outside of that as well. It's all just, well, rules are rules, and we've got to stick by the rules, and it's more than my job's worth to slightly bend the rules. I mean, come on, couldn't they just have been a bit more human about it and said, look, all right, you've sent the facts, it didn't arrive, we've got the papers now, fair enough, shrug the shoulders, move on.
Yeah, and especially as there's clearly no intent to cheat here from Mansfield Town. I mean, there have been other instances where clubs have clearly broken the rules deliberately and have paid accordingly. In this case, there's no doubt, no one makes any suggestion that Mansfield Town have done this deliberately in any way. And, you know, one could even argue that the conference can't prove that they didn't misfile that fax.
Yeah.
So it is a complete fiasco, and it's hugely disappointing for Mansfield Town. And but unfortunately, there really doesn't seem to be any way back from it, and so they've just got to take it on the chin and move on now. And 3 points tonight would get some of those back and would be a massive boost to everybody at the club and us here in the press box and absolutely everybody and the few.